So welcome to another episode of the Durfee Fine and Performing Arts podcast. Today I have with me a young lady from the Durfee Orchestra, and her name is
Kaylee Hutchinson.
And Kaylee is a freshman here at Durfee, and she is in the orchestra class. So I wanted to take a few minutes just to talk to Kaylee about her experience here as an orchestra student. So Kaylee, how long have you been playing an instrument?
Since third grade.
And did you start in Fall River?
Yes.
Okay, what school did you start?
Fonseca.
In Fonseca, awesome. So when you started at Fonseca, did you start in strings?
Yes.
With a violin or cello?
I played violin for half a year.
Okay.
And then I switched throughout that year to cello.
Okay, cool. You can see we are really in the orchestra room, so they're doing their scales. So is that something you do every day?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We usually start with probably D or G, then do like the harder ones, like B flat.
Okay, so that's how you warm up. So that's sort of the warm up exercise like you see in other classes, right? When you go to like social studies or ELA, there's always a warm up activity, and then you get into the work period.
Mondays and Wednesdays we play our songs at the concert.
Okay.
And then Fridays right now we're doing symphony, which is orchestra and band.
Perfect. And this room is packed. So, what are you working on today?
Home for the holidays and Christmas rocks and pops.
All right, because it's almost Christmas time, right?
Yeah.
And you gotta practice early. So these concert preps take a long time to get perfect, right? So, once you got into middle school, did it get harder?
Definitely.
So
like seventh grade hit me really hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when you're in sixth grade, you're just coming out of fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So then give you easy music.
Mm-hmm.
And seventh, you're getting prepared for eighth. So then bam.
Yep.
Hard music.
Yep.
Spheres, all that good stuff.
And then how did you not give up?
I love playing the cello.
Okay.
I would never quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though sometimes you have to like sacrifice some classes.
Mm-hmm.
I still love orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pushed through.
Okay.
Your instrument needs
good.
To be, if you play a wind instrument,
and then
to
when
be
you got to the high school,
you
have an array of classes that you can take for electives, right? You can take art classes, you can take music classes. But you kept at it, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's good to hear. So do you have any goals for orchestra as a career, or is it just part of the way you like to live?
I want to keep it as a hobby, like
mm-hmm.
as a yoga, because I don't want to like, I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste all the stuff I've learned in my talent.
Okay,
so yeah, I'll definitely
good.
Do, like,
so you keep
maybe,
up
like,
with that?
Mini concerts.
Mini concerts. That's good. What are you thinking about going to college for?
Engineering and technical like sciences.
Engineering and technical sciences. Can I ask you a question about MCAS?
Yes.
So, how'd you do on your math?
I did really good on math. I was in the green.
Good. So I'm asking because what we find is when we look at our kids' scores in orchestra and band, they're significantly higher in math because of what I know to be the type of thinking that you have, right? But do you ever make like a parallel in your mind when you're thinking in music and what you think of in math?
Sometimes I'll try to solve a math problem,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll see my scales, like in my head, like this goes to this, and then this must go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Yeah.
Patterns, right? It's all about patterns. All right, so I took a lot of your time up asking you these questions, and I know you're supposed to be warming up right now, but I just wanted to come in and get a kid's perspective of, you know, who we are and what we do every day in Fall River. So thank you so much, and keep going with this. You're going to be awesome, I'm sure. And we love having you as part of the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome.